Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Hoping you're having a very pleasant Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue looking at books that were given away by the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as Christmas gifts. We've been looking at a two-volume set that was given away for Christmas of 2004 and 2005. It's called The Discourses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Before we get into our topic today, Eric, why don't you tell our listeners of a special that we have going?
Yeah, if they would like to help out our radio ministry, we have a special offer you might like to consider. For a generous gift of any size, we will send you a PDF copy of Bill's In Their Own Words, a compilation of LDS citations that is close to 400 pages in length. Just go to mrm.org, go to the donate button on the right side of the top main page, and then put in your amount. In the Add a Note section, if you would do us a favor and put the letters PDF and then provide your radio station call letters, or if you listen on podcasts, mention the state where you live. That will help us immensely. We will send you an electronic copy of Bill's compiled quotes in their own words within the next week. 100% of the gifts go to our radio ministry, and we thank you in advance for your help at this time.
Gordon B. Hinckley, the 15th president of the LDS Church, on a few occasions said some things to groups of Mormon missionaries that probably made some of the missionaries cringe. Now, I'm not saying that Gordon B. Hinckley was trying to be mean, but he just had a way of saying some things to these young guys that were probably embarrassing, I would think, to some of them listening to Gordon B. Hinckley. I mean, that is the prophet of their church who's kind of rebuking them, you might say.
Now, you said something interesting there, Bill. You said to these young guys, but certainly females have been a part of the missionary force for many, many years. And yet, I think you're right. I think he might have been speaking to the men, because listen to what he says in Volume 1, pages 535 and 536. He writes, "Now, missionaries are careless. My, you are careless. You are just terribly careless. Your mothers have taken care of you all your lives now, and you are going out to care for yourselves, and you don't know how to do it. Be careful. Guard your health. Eat good food. Not rich food, but good food. Observe good hygiene, good sanitation. Stay away from sickness. Keep your apartment tidy. Clean them up. Make your beds. It is amazing how many beds are made when, at a missionary meeting, the mission president says, 'I'm going to visit your digs tonight.' Everybody runs home and makes the bed that hasn't been made for 2 months. Make the bed every day and live orderly lives. I plead with you to do that. We have altogether too much sickness in the mission field, too much of it. It is terribly costly in money and in time. Live lives that will preserve your health as much as it is possible to do so, because a sick missionary becomes a handicap. His companion can't work alone, and he can't go out. The result is that everything stops. Guard your health and be very careful and clean in your ways of doing things."
Now, I can understand Gordon B. Hinckley wanting his missionaries to take care of themselves, to tidy up after themselves. But at the same time, when I'm listening to this admonition, what does that have to say to these kids' parents? That they didn't do a very good job teaching them how to take care of themselves, how to use good hygiene, good sanitation, stay away from sickness, keep your apartments tidy, clean them up. I've been in missionary apartments before, and I guess I would say that they seem to have followed that advice, because they didn't look very messy to me, at least.
It's interesting, though, that this quote and the one we're going to read after this found its way in a book called Discourses of Gordon B. Hinckley that Gordon B. Hinckley was the president of the at the time when this book was given away. He decided that he would give these books that have quotes like this that really don't seem to have a whole lot of meaning to anybody except the people he was talking to at the time.
You raise a good point. Why these quotes admonishing missionaries to use good hygiene and to tidy up their apartments? Why would that seem important in a book such as this that's given away to lower general authorities in the church as well as employees of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Because these were special gifts to those particular people. These were leather-bound books that were not available to the general public. They were special editions that were given out as gifts, but yet it includes quotes like these.
We can't say that Gordon B. Hinckley did not have a sense of humor. And it's been said that he got his sense of humor from his wife, Marjorie. That's been said many times before. And he did sometimes have a very dry sense of humor. And I'm not sure if he was being a little sarcastic in that first quote, but listen to this. I think that this made me laugh when I read it. He said on pages 536 and 537, take care of yourselves, protect yourselves against physical danger, and keep your tempers. Again, he's talking to the missionaries. People will swear at you a little. Don't swear back. Return good for evil. Don't be like that missionary who was walking down the street and a man was sprinkling his lawn. As the missionary came along, the man turned the hose on him and said, I understand you believe in baptism. The missionaries turned around and grabbed him and said, yes, and we also believe in the laying on of hands. Don't get involved in that kind of thing. Today they will sue you if you do that, and we have too many of those lawsuits in the mission field.
Do you think he was just joking, or there really was a couple of missionaries that did that to an individual who turned the hose on him?
It sounds like something that is made up, but I wouldn't put it past that maybe that happened where missionaries retaliated for getting sprinkled by the mad homeowner.
Let's be serious, though. Most of the missionaries that I've come across are usually very nice kids. I mean, they are really sincere, and they really just want nothing more than to spread what they believe to be true. And I think that holds for us. When we are talking to the missionaries, we need to show them respect and to be gentle with them and try to have the best conversation we can possibly have.
Yeah, and another topic that he talked a lot about, interestingly enough, tattoos.
It's almost like tattoos were a real issue with Gordon B. Hinckley, like the word Mormon is with Russell M. Nelson. He said a lot of things about tattoos in these books, and they were spaced out all over the place. You have to understand, folks, these quotations are coming from various talks that Gordon B. Hinckley made, and they are put in chronological order, and the book tells you when he said these things. They're spaced out, like sometimes several months after each other. What does he have to say about tattoos when he was speaking to the General Relief Society on September 23rd, the year 2000? And this is from Volume 2, pages 41 and 42 of Discourses of President Gordon B. Hinckley.
He said, it is sad and regrettable that some young men and women have their bodies tattooed. What do they hope to gain by this painful process? Is there anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, as Articles of Faith 1:13 says, in having unseemly so-called art impregnated into the skin to be carried throughout life all the way down to old age and death? They must be counseled to shun it. They must be warned to avoid it. The time will come that they will regret it, but will have no escape from the constant reminder of their foolishness except through another costly and painful procedure. I submit that it is an uncomely thing and yet a common thing to see young men with ears pierced for earrings, not for one pair only, but for several. They have no respect for their appearance. Do they think it clever or attractive to so adorn themselves? I submit it is not adornment. It is making ugly that which was attractive. Not only are ears pierced, but other parts of the body as well, even the tongue. It is absurd. We, the First Presidency and the Council of the Twelve, have taken the position, and I quote, that the church discourages tattoos. It also discourages the piercing of the body for other than medical purposes, although it takes no position on the minimal piercing of the ears by women for one pair of earrings.
Now, you notice how subjective that got towards the end. It's okay if you pierce your body, even though he just rebuked a bunch of people for piercing their bodies numerous times, but it says that the church leadership takes no position on the minimal piercing of the ears by women for one pair of earrings. Where is that in any of Mormon scripture? Where do we find that in the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, or even the Book of Mormon? There's nothing mentioned about a number of piercings of the ear. So again, this becomes more subjective. It becomes whatever the leadership thinks at the time. It becomes a personal preference.
I can hear my father in these words of Gordon B. Hinckley, because I think that generation very much was against piercings in multiple ways and tattoos. I remember when it wasn't common for women to have tattoos, and I remember as a little kid hearing my dad talk about a woman that he knew that had these tattoos, and he thought it was abhorrent for a woman to have that. Well, in today's society, we don't seem to have the same kind of idea. In younger people are getting tattoos and piercings. And it's a hard one, Bill, because you go to the Bible and it doesn't really have a directive, one pair of earrings, as you were talking about earlier. I think as a common knowledge, I think that people need to be understanding that what you do when you're in a drunken state and getting tattoos that will last forever. He actually is making a good point that you must really understand what you're doing and be of sound mind, because that doesn't go away very easily. They can try, but it's very expensive to eliminate a tattoo.
I remember as a little kid, usually when you saw tattoos, they were military
yep.
tattoos, mostly people that were in the military or prison. I mean, those were the two areas. But now, as you say, it's become very popular. I've often said that if you want to make a statement, get a bumper sticker. It comes off a lot easier yeah. if you ever change your mind down the road. But he had some other things to say about tattoos.
This is found in Discourses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, Volume 2, page 54, that he spoke at General Conference, October 7, 2000. This is a couple of weeks after the previous quote. He said, "I cannot understand why any young man or young woman, for that matter, would wish to undergo the painful process of disfiguring the skin with various multicolored representations of people, animals, and various symbols. With tattoos, the process is permanent unless there is another painful and costly undertaking to remove it. Fathers, caution your sons against having their bodies tattooed. They may resist your talk now, but the time will come when they will thank you. A tattoo is graffiti on the temple of the body." 4 years later, March 27, 2004, in a General Young Women meeting, he said, "Respect your bodies. The Lord has described them as temples. So many these days disfigure their bodies with tattoos. How short-sighted. These markings last for life. Once in place, they cannot be removed except through a difficult and costly process. I cannot understand why any girl would subject herself to such a thing. I plead with you to avoid disfigurement of this kind."
Now, what if you were a new convert to the LDS Church and you were a young lady who happened to have tattoos sitting in and listening to a statement like that? It would probably be kind of embarrassing. And yet, how many would know that you did that before you joined and not afterwards?
Bill, there was one convert, and she's known as the Tattooed Mormon, a younger lady, and she's written a book and has made many fans, especially with the younger Latter-day Saints. So it seems like the idea in the church is not the same as what Hinckley was talking about years ago.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.